Welcome to Jaguars Post Game. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Post Game is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Post Game starts right now.
From the HananiaAutos.com studio at EverBank Field, Jaguars Post Game. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor will be along shortly. The Jaguars win on Thursday Night Football, 19-13 the final. Jaguars improved to 4-6. They are now tied for wins in the AFC South. And pending the results for the Colts and the Texans this Sunday, well, if they both lose, the Jags will be tied for first place in the division. The Titans fall to 2-8. They're pretty much done for 2015, barring a miracle. But the Jags scored the final 10 points of this game. Mike, it was turned on the punt return. Rashad Greene back for the first time tonight since the thumb injury. Activated yesterday to the roster. The huge punt return changes the field position, the momentum. The Jags punch it in the next play and then score the final 10 points of this game.
You know, JP, take it back one play further. Jonathan Cyprian with a tackle just short of the sticks. How many times did he do that tonight? He and Telvin Smith were making very key tackles, stopping guys in their tracks. He stops, I think it was Delanie Walker, just short of the first down there, setting up that punt. You and I were even thinking, would Mularkey even think to go for it in that situation? You can't anticipate a 63-yard punt return. Or Rashad Greene, if he was able to step on the brakes a little bit quicker, he probably would have scored on that as he tried to let one guy fly by, but obviously set up the opportunity for Bortles to hit Julius Thomas, which is a great thing to get him going a little bit in that regard. And then the big play by House. I mean, he strips it. And Arm Brister put a nice hit on Supernaw prior to that. House gets the strip. Then he ultimately recovers the fumble at the bottom of the pile as well. And let's give some credit to Jason Myers. Perfect on his field goals tonight. And, again, debatable. Would they go for it? Would they kick it? They kick it. And then Brancher coming up with the game-clinching sack. Beautiful team effort.
Jags win at 19-13. Fred Taylor is with us now. The Jags closed tonight, Fred. Got it done, the final 10 points. The punt return started it. We were just talking about it. The key stop on the third down to make it fourth and short for them to punt it away. Greene comes back. Julius Thomas in the end zone. They get the field goal, the last 10 points of the game. The Jaguars win against the division rival.
You know, throughout the season, the only thing that's been hurting the team is the lack of finish. The last 2 weeks, they found a way to finish. You know, that the turnover with House, the punt return, the score, the big stop right there at the end by Branch. They're finding a way to close these games out, and they're coming up victorious.
Coming from behind, Freddie, I thought the defense, too, was spectacular
tonight.
You know, you had the one drive with the back-to-back pass interference penalties.
Right.
One of them probably a good call. One of them probably a questionable call, at least one of the two. And then that sets up Mariota on the keeper, and he goes around the end, the only touchdown drive they had all night. Really, the Jags made it difficult for Tennessee to string together anything offensively.
Yeah, they did. The defense played great. It all starts with what they've been doing. The most consistent component of the defense has been the run defense. And when you put them in a small box and you minimize their opportunities, then you give yourself a shot. So I think as long as they continue to play that way, you'll see a lot of these finishes.
By the way, Jags official Twitter account, third consecutive Thursday night game that they've ended victoriously with a sack
on
the opposing quarterback.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah. Wow.
Jags.
Saxonville.
Pass rush. I guess that's what we're going to be known for, at least on Thursday nights.
Jags win at 19-13. We're awaiting the first word with head coach Gus Bradley. He's had some post-game duties with NFL Network we just saw on television. So he'll have the second word, I guess, with head coach Gus Bradley. Jeff Lagerman is outside of the Jaguars locker room. We'll go to him in just a moment. Bortles tonight had the fumble in the first half. The defense comes back with a three and out right after that. Throws the interception to Zach Brown just on the fringe of the red zone in the second half. Defense comes back in a sudden change. Five plays, get the ball back. I thought that was key tonight.
Yeah, look, I think Blake played much better than he did last week. The interception was really bad. I mean, he was off balance. He tried to force one out there, Fred. But for the most part, on the mark tonight.
Let's go. Jeff Lagerman outside of the Jags locker room with Gus Bradley. Jeff.
All right. Thank you, JP. Gus, congratulations. A wild one. and you get a win at home.
I mean, most important that win, but to have it at home in front of our fans and the way they support us, and we needed them that last drive, and how loud they were, I don't know what to say. It's just a great win.
Offensively, you guys struggled in the red zone, couldn't get things going, but Rashad Green, 63-yard punt return, big time play by the young player, just activated off of the injured reserve designated return.
It was, you know, what was great to see was he was aggressive. You know, he caught it and he was going for it. And, give credit to the return team as far as their blocks downfield and making good decisions at critical times and allowed us for that long return.
And then the very next possession, Devon House, 1 week after having two interceptions, has a key caused fumble giving your offense the ball back. And also brings up a fourth and inches, and you had a little bit of a thought process going on there.
I did, but when they used their last timeout, and didn't have any timeouts left, then it was, a no decision for us. We knew what we needed to do, kick the field goal, go up by six, and I think that's what we want them to do, use their timeout. They did it, and we kicked the field goal.
And as good as your defense has been, faith in them is key.
It is. We've been making plays. I know they had some drives and they moved the ball, but we were making stops. I had that one for a touchdown. Other than that, field goals. Just had great faith in them.
All right, Gus, congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot. With the head coach, Gus Bradley. Jaguars win it 19-13. Back in a moment. Loggeman inside the Jags locker room. That is a happy place tonight. They win on Thursday Night Football. The Jags are now 4-6. And more Jaguars postgame after this on Jaguars Radio. This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers. Jaguars win it 19-13, and one of the guys who turned the tide tonight, Rashad Green, is with Jeff Loggeman in the locker room. Jeff?
Thank you, JP. Rashad, your first game back from injured reserve designated a return, and all you do is end up having a 63-yard punt return that brings your team down to the 5 to get the go-ahead score. How did it feel?
Oh, it feel great, just to go out there and be able to contribute and to a team win. That's all that really matters to me. That's the type of dude that I am. And, it's about just going out there, fighting for each other, winning, making plays, and we did it together.
This was really the first play all year long that special teams has played a positive factor and certainly one towards a win. How's it feel to finally get something like that on special teams?
It feels great, man. But I got to, just give credit to the guys that blocked and set it up for me. And, I just did a great job of hitting it, just trying to, just take a game, catch the ball first and, whatever after that is gravy.
You think you might lobby Gus Bradley to not be returning just at midfield, but also in all aspects of the field?
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll see how it goes.
All right, thank you. Congratulations.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right, Jeff Loggeman. That's the kind of dude he is.
I'm just that kind of dude.
Got it done tonight.
After that, it's gravy, baby.
I was wrong in the pregame, JP. I said what the special teams needs to do is not lose the game. They don't need to win it. They won it large part. I mean, that return sparked the whole thing right there.
No doubt about that. Big night for the Jaguars. They score the final 10 points of the ball game. We'll go back in the locker room in just a moment. Julius Thomas, both teams tonight targeted the tight ends early and often in this game, Fred.
Very often, very early. I think after the first quarter, Julian had 4 targets to the stud receiver, 0.
Yep.
So it showed you what type of night it was. And the good thing, I'm glad that he got a touchdown there, and they were able to finish it, their game plan by design. So hats off to the offensive coordinator.
Jags get it done tonight, 19-13. The first play after that, you got to go for the end zone. Come on. First play after the punt return.
Oh,
let's
absolutely.
Go. Just score. Just get it done.
Yeah, especially because that prior sequence, Fred, when they had first and goal at the 7-yard line, and they ran Denard twice.
Right.
And I went, all right, they ran Denard twice. We're at the 2 now. You got to get Julius Thomas or Allen Robinson involved with that size.
Right.
And I thought a very questionable decision with Denard. Fortunately, it was in a victory.
Let's go back to the locker room. Roy Miller had a big night in the middle of the Jags defense. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Roy, tremendous effort by you guys defensively tonight and certainly by you tonight going against the rookie Gallick from Boston College. Had to feel good to defensively give your team a chance much like you did last week.
Man, it felt great, to watch all the guys go out there and play lights out, give all they got on a short week for so many reasons. Thursday night, different uniforms. There's so many excuses. The guys went out there and silenced all that out and played defense.
How does it feel to be a football team that, depending on the outcome of some games this weekend, could be in a tie for first place in the AFC South?
Man, it feels great. This is what we've been working for all the years I've been here, to be in a position to do some great things as a team and to have those visions in sight and to have those actually achievable, it's just an awesome feeling.
All right, so you mentioned the uniforms, the bold gold. How do you think Roy Miller looked in the uniform tonight?
Oh, man, I look terrible. I know I did. They said I look like a Heinz mustard. I think I look good. But you know, I let the fans decide that.
Yeah, your offense tonight certainly struggled in the red zone. Your quarterback Blake Bortles struggles a little bit. Throws another interception. I think it was a 6 in the fourth quarter this year. How do you kind of get him back being on track and being a dangerous player that he can be?
You know what? We just let Blake be Blake. You know, he has a lot of confidence, and he goes out there and throws darts. And, he's a gunslinger. As we keep saying, he's going to throw the ball. He's going to be aggressive, and that's what we like as the defenders. You know, we like a quarterback that's going to take chances and get the ball downfield and not be scared. And we can play behind that all day long.
Devon House last week, 2 interceptions at Baltimore. Today, a cost fumble at a critical moment.
Yeah.
Big-time plays by a guy that was a big free agent acquisition for you guys.
Yeah, he's turning out to be everything we wanted in the corner. And you just got to give credit to all the guys. There's so many different ways everybody showed up in different times. And that's just a reflection of this team and the depth and all the hard work that we put in. So it feels great that as a team, you know, we, especially a defense, we went out there and stuck it to them on a Thursday night in front of a big stage.
Last question. It's been a long time, it seems like, since this football team's been back at home. A couple questionable calls, pass interferences on your defensive backs, and then kind of when you went to the TV timeout, the fans started just getting crazy.
Yeah, you know what? Those fans were wired up today. It was just an amazing feeling to hear everybody just yelling Duval and go Jags, and just to be back home. We haven't been home, like you said, in a while, and we got some incredible fans that have stuck through, you know, with us thick and thin, and it just feels good to give them something to be proud of.
All right, Roy, thank you very much, and enjoy the extended time off.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
There he is, Roy Miller, with Jeff Loggeman inside the Jags locker room. Back in a moment with the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions. The highlights coming up a little bit later. A Safe Touch Security player of the game. Plenty to get to. 19-13. Jaguars win it. They improved to 4-6. More Jaguars postgame after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame continues. Jags win at 19-13 over the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football. X1 from Xfinity will change the way you experience sports. With the X1 Sports app, you can track stats and scores right on your TV while watching another game live. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Jags win. They're now 4-6, and the Colts and the Texans both play Sunday. If both of those teams lose, which they could, the Texans are playing the Jets, the Colts are playing the Falcons, then there'd be a 3-way tie for first place in the division. It's time for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game for Fred Taylor, brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Here we go, Fred. Number one, is this Jaguars team a closing team now after 2 straight wins late?
Now, seeing it 2 weeks in a row, I want to see it one more week. So right now I'm going to say no, but it's good
trending
to see.
Right,
it is trending the right way.
All right, question number 2 for you, Freddie. Second week in a row, we didn't get the best of Blake Bortles, but they're finding out how to win when Blake doesn't play his best. How important is that?
I mean, it's very important. I mean, but the team was built with the attitude of the head coach, and that's defense. The defense is keeping us in those games when Blake isn't playing his best. The young receivers, they're making big plays. So it's inconsistent, yet the guys know they still can get it done.
Jags have a long break ahead. The advantage of playing early is you get the win, but you have a 10-day break. Thanksgiving is in there as well, and then you're home again against the Chargers in 10 days. Can he maintain the momentum that long?
No, I think they will be able to maintain the momentum. They're on a high like no other. They hadn't been that way in a couple years around here. So I think the guys are going to get healthy, enjoy that week, enjoy some turkey, and get back and beat the Chargers 3 in a row.
There you have it. The Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions and Answers of the Game from Fred Taylor. A couple notes out of the locker room. Zane Beadles being looked at for a concussion. That's one of the injuries. Also, Dan Skuda, we'll get to the injury report coming up, but Skuda left the game with a groin injury as well. We'll break all that down as we move forward here. So the Jags win at 19-13 over the Tennessee Titans. They're now 4-6. The Titans fall to 2-8, and we'll come back in a moment with the highlights from tonight's game. a wild fourth quarter. Jaguars score the final 10 points and come away with a 19-13 win on Thursday Night Football. This is the Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beards Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Jags win it 19-13 over the Tennessee Titans. And it's time for the Bud Light Play of the Game, brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. And we'll get to the highlights tonight. Well, we'll get them all in the second half. It was a 6-6 game at halftime, so we won't go through all the field goals in the first half. Kickers, can't live with them. Can't live without them, of course. 6-6 the halftime score. Myers hits a 20-yard field goal after a 13-play drive to open the second half of the Jaguars. They fall short of the end zone, and they take the lead 9-6. Ensuing drive for Tennessee. 5 plays, 81 yards. Mariota, 23-yard touchdown run.
Mariota keeps it. Oh, that's a big play inside the 10-yard line. Marcus Mariota dives for the pylon. Touchdown, tight. Boy, can he scoot. He faked it, kept it on a zone read play, and he has scored from 23 yards away, and the Titans score the first touchdown of the game.
13-9 Tennessee at that point. The Jaguars have to punt on their next possession. Then the Titans drive 10 plays, 57 yards. They decide to go for a long field goal. It looked like at first the Titans were going to go for it on fourth and short. Instead, they send Succop out for a 53-yard try.
Gets it down. Succop kicks it up. And he missed it. Succop has missed it to the left. And the Jaguars take over in good field position.
So still 13-9. The Jags on offense next. Unfortunately, after a long reception by Allen Robinson, the next play, Bortles intercepted by Zach Brown along the sideline on the fringe of the red zone.
Play fake. Blake Look steps up again. Fires out to the right side. It is picked off. That ball was intercepted.
After the interception, the Jaguars force a punt. Jags offense couldn't do much. Another three and out for Tennessee. Punting situation, Rashad Green, activated yesterday to the roster. This is where the game turned. This is the Bud Light play of the game. Rashad Green with a 63-yard punt return to set up the Jaguars deep in Titans territory.
He punts it away, low line drive punt. Rashad comes up and fields it on the run to the 32, out past the 40-yard line, into Titans territory, still on his feet, inside the 40-yard line, inside the 30, up the right sideline. Rashad Green knocked out of bounds, inside the 10-yard line. Boy, is it great to have Rashad Green back. A tremendous return. It's first and goal, Jacksonville.
Huge return for the rookie out of Florida State. Next play, Bortles to Julius Thomas. 5-yard touchdown.
Great drop. Looking, fires. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Julius Thomas caught it in the end zone. Bortles to Thomas. And Jacksonville has taken the lead.
16-13 the score. The Jags come back out on defense. Supernall makes a reception. But Devon House, he had 2 picks last week. This time forces a fumble and recovers.
Scrambles to the right. Now he checks it down. Has one of his tight ends. Broke a tackle. Got it up. The ball is out. The ball is on the ground. They're all diving for it. That ball came out shy of the 30-yard line.
And he made contact right at the ball, knocked it out.
And Jacksonville has recovered.
Jags recover on defense. They go down and get a 36-yard field goal from Myers to make it a 6-point game with a couple minutes to go. The Titans driving. Mariota, the rookie quarterback. It comes down to fourth down, 1 play with 5 seconds to go, and the Jags finish.
Mariota scrambles out of there. He's hit from behind. He's hit from behind. He is hit from behind. Andre Branch sacks him, and the Jaguars have won it. Andre Branch with a sack, and Jacksonville has won 2 in a row and 3 of their last 4.
19-13 the final. The Jags improved to 4-6. The Titans fall to 2-8. The Bud Light play of the game, of course, the Rashad Green punt return that turned the tide tonight. Bud Light play of the game brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey coming up. Jags win it 19-13. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame continues. Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida, the official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. The Jags win it 19-13 over the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football. Let's look at the stats. We start off with an Everbank final stats check. Total yardage tonight, 316-308. The Titans outgained the Jaguars overall. Rushing yardage, not much really for either side. Just over 100 for Tennessee. A lot of those for Mariota, of course. 104 for Tennessee, 90 for the Jags tonight. Passing 218-212 in favor of the Jaguars. Jags lost the turnover battle, in fact. The two turnovers lost. And the Titans lost one on their end on the fumble towards the very end. Those are the key statistics tonight. A lot of defensive penalties in this game, too. The Jaguars were penalized 8 times for 88 yards tonight. Some of those, arguable, let's say.
There was a stretch here where it seemed like every other play was a defensive penalty called against the Jags. Some legit, some not. You know, and I think that yardage total, JP, as we'll get to some of the individuals here, a little bit skewed because Tennessee had the ball at the end of each half. And, you know, they're driving down, and the Jags are not exactly in prevent, but they know if they keep them outside of a reasonable field goal range, they can give up some yardage. And then at the end of the game, same thing. They know they've got to drive for the touchdown. So they gained a lot of their yardage, I think, on those final two drives of the half, which resulted in no points. Mariota on the night threw for 231 on 22 out of 35 passing, 6.6 per attempt. Blake Bortles, 21 out of 30, so pretty good completion percentage for Blake tonight. He did have the interception, but he threw the touchdown to Julius Thomas, put the Jags ahead. 242, of course, Brian Walters 0-for-1 passing.
Yeah.
Freddie, they got a guy named Denard Robinson who's played a little quarterback. Maybe scheme that one up a little bit better.
Yeah, I didn't think about that at the time, Mike, but
just a thought.
That, right.
Just a thought for the future. Antonio Andrews.
A lot of football left.
Yeah, no doubt.
Bring you in this week, Mike.
Tennessee's Antonio Andrews with 78 yards, leading ground gainer today, guys. TJ Yeldon had 54 on 14 carries, and Denard had 7 carries for 27 yards. Allen Robinson, 5 grabs for 113 yards. A quiet first quarter for the wide receivers. He got going. Brian Walters caught a pair for 35. Blake really spread it around tonight. Julius Thomas, 5 for 28 with the touchdown. And Yeldon and Allen Hurns each had 3 grabs. Delanie Walker, the big threat and the main threat for Tennessee, with 8 catches for 109 yards, but did not get in the end zone. And for the Jags defensively, Telvin Smith with 9 tackles, including 1 for loss. Posluszny, Cyprian, and Aaron Colvin all took turns making great open field stops. They each had 7 total tackles. Colvin had a sack. Odrick had a sack. Ryan Davis had a sack. And, of course, Andre Branch capped the game with the sack of Mariota.
And you mentioned Mariota. The 5 carries, 29 yards, including that 23-yard touchdown. That's the intangible he brings, is the ability to run. When he gets out of the pocket, he can make some things happen if things break down. If you don't have weapons to throw to all of a sudden and everybody else is covered, your tight end's covered, just run.
Well, we were talking about it on the break a minute ago, Fred. Mike Mularkey, which, by the way, I'm 15 minutes late. Happy belated birthday, Mike. Hope you enjoyed your present. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, what? I'm wishing the guy happy birthday, you know? I mean,
it's nice of you.
We got him something. Yeah. We got him a big L. He said he wished that the Titans, that he had gone for it when they tried the 53-yard field goal that Suckup missed. We were just talking about how uncomfortable it makes you feel when the other team's potentially got 4 downs when you have such a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, there were a couple times out there where he just was around that corner and we really couldn't get to him. So thankfully, Mike decided to go for the field goal. Happy birthday.
Good choice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Think about that one.
Indeed. There you have it. The Everbank final stats check. Jags win at 19-13. We'll come back and vote for the Safe Touch Security Player of the Game. This should be another interesting vote tonight. Jags win it. They're now 4-6. More Jaguars postgame after this on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues. A happy final at Everbank Field. 19-13. Jaguars over the Titans. Jags now 4-6. Titans fall to 2-8. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, glad you're with us. The Safe Touch Security Player of the Game voting is about to get underway, and here's how it works again. Why are you sighing, Fred?
Because this is the toughest one all year, man.
Oh, it's okay. You're at a loss, it seems like.
A lot of good candidates.
Yeah, there are. Here's how it works. I'll get a vote. Mike, you'll get a vote. And then, Fred, you'll get the third vote, which you get a vote and a half worth of weight. So here we go. I'm going to go tonight for the Safe Touch Security Player of the Game nominee for J.P. Shadrick. Telvin Smith, 9 tackles. Made a few key tackles in this game tonight, one for a loss. Was all over the field tonight. None of the true impactful plays of the game, but he can't have those every week. Telvin Smith, 9 tackles, led the way again.
I thought some of those tackles, I mean, they were sure tackling tonight, the Jags. I thought some of those were key plays tonight. He and Cyprian, I was kind of leaning towards Sip early fourth quarter. Thought he made some really big tackles coming up and attacking the line of scrimmage, but ultimately I'm going to go with the guy who had 1 catch for 2 yards. He also mixed in a couple of punt returns. Rashad Green with 63-yard return. I mean, without that play, I don't know if they win the football game tonight. They had the opportunity, but the offense was starting to stagnate. The pass rush was getting to Blake Bortles. They needed that play in a big way. He also had a 13-yard return earlier. So Rashad Green, you know, just picking up even better than where he left off. He's my player of the game vote.
Mr. Taylor?
This might sound like a cop-out after going after Mike. But I have to go with Rashad as well.
Okay.
No cop-out, man. No, great mind. It's the
simple, pick who you pick.
Yeah. Yeah. He did set up the game-winning score. And without him, I don't think it happens either. So congratulations, Rashad.
Rashad Green is the Safe Touch Security Player of the Game. 1 catch, 2 yards, 2 punt returns, 76 yards, including the 63-yarder to set up the go-ahead touchdown for the Jaguars, the rookie. Back just in the nick of time, by the way. We needed him tonight.
Perfect timing. Everything worked out and got the job done.
We're back in a moment with the Baptist Health Injury Report. Jags win 19-13 over the Tennessee Titans. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey after this. Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jaguars win 19-13 over the Tennessee Titans. Well, that's nice to say. The Jags are 4-6.
Can I say it?
Go for it.
The Jaguars win over Tennessee Titans.
You almost sound just like me, Fred.
I'm trying.
Good job, man. Well done. Jags win it tonight. Let's get to the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. You can read this one, too, if you want, Fred. But no, this is bad news.
You sound
you don't
much
this.
Better than I do.
Let's get to the injury report tonight. Zane Beadle is being evaluated for a concussion. That's reporting out of the locker room tonight.
Happy belated birthday to him as well. Apparently it was not a good day to have it be your birthday. He turned 29 yesterday.
Apparently.
And we scored 19 points on the 19th.
That's a good point.
The concussion.
That's a really good point.
Numerology.
Is it a full moon too? Dan Scuda, groin injury. Remember he had it last week, didn't play. Was questionable return, did not return. And then a quote out of the locker room from Ryan O'Halloran of the Florida Times-Union. Scuda saying that he did not tear the groin off the bone. MRI coming tomorrow. Here's the quote from Scuda. I probably had no business playing, but it was my decision. I wanted to play. Well, with a groin injury, Fred, playing through it, best of ideas or no?
Yeah, they're tough. You know, any soft tissue injury is tough. But you feel that you can go. You get out there and you go as hard as you can. If you make it through, great. If you don't, you know, it's unfortunate. But at least you were willing to give it a shot for the better of the team.
If you don't make it through, though, it could be a longer extended thing, right? I mean, it could
make it worse.
Be,
but typically, that's how you know soft tissue injuries go. You know, if it's just a simple tweak, you know, you can be out 2-3 weeks and just continue to aggravate itself. Mm-hmm. You feel that you're ready. And then you're out again. And I had a pretty good my second year in and out of the lineup. And I know what Marquise is going through. So, you know, all in all, you feel like you can go, you give it your shot.
Other than that, the Jaguars offense entering this game, Mike, was about as healthy as they've been in a long time. I mean, Rashad Green came back to the lineup finally today. Brian Walters was active in this game, coming off the concussion. You had a full assortment of weapons.
You had all your receivers. TJ seemed to come through okay, right. Fred. You know, didn't look like he had any setbacks out there. So, yeah, I mean, and going forward, same thing, right? And Blake's, I think, his biggest issue is going to be figuring out how to keep everybody happy. That's a good problem to have, right, how to spread the ball around.
You know, and I thought tonight that he did well with that, getting the tight ends involved early, had Walters right there on three targets in the first quarter really early. Then he came back to his studs late and finished off with the tight end. So, and he, the backs caught some passes, too, out of the backfield.
Yeah.
So he spread it around pretty good.
Yeah, tonight. A couple of those two. There was one swing pass out to Yeldon. We both talked to.
Yeah. Very nice.
Made guys miss and, you know, picked up. He makes me nervous sometimes. I just want him to just go get that 2 yards, but he's patient, and that's the way he is. And then he ends up going for 4 or 5 yards. You know,
you got to let him do his thing.
That's him.
It's a sight to see.
Yeah.
That's the Baptist Health System Injury Report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. Another thing tonight, the Jaguars quarterback sacked 4 times again. There were times where the Titans brought blitz. And just a couple breakdowns in those protections against the blitz. How do you improve in protection against blitzes like that, Fred?
The backs have to do a better job of identifying the blitzers. The quarterback has to make sure that there's enough time on the play clock where you can identify it, put your guys in position, allow them to make their line calls up front. So it's a group effort, you know, and they play one of the greatest defensive coordinators to ever – you know, coach defense and Dick LeBeau. So he has some things up his sleeve tonight.
So the Jags come through, though, in the end, 19-13. They score the final 10 points of the game to get it done here at home, the start of a 4-out-of-5-game stretch here at Everbank Field. We're back in a moment, and we'll preview a 10-day layoff for the Jags. Thanksgiving is in there as well. We'll talk about Fred's eating habits coming up. And then preview the game against the Chargers next week in Week 12. Jaguars win 19-13 over the Titans. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jags win at 19-13 over the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Final moments of Jaguars postgame. The Jags are 4-6. They'll have a weekend to relax and watch everybody else play on Sunday, including the Colts and the Texans. The Colts get to go to the Georgia Dome to face the Dirty Birds. And the Jets are in Houston against the Texans, who all of a sudden don't have Hoyer. T.J. Yates is going to start. The Colts don't have Andrew Luck. They're going on the road against a team that can throw the ball around the yard a little bit. If those two teams lose, the Jags are tied for first
place.
Love
it. DeAndre Hopkins, by the way, missed practice each of the last 2 days for Houston. Now, he'll likely play, but you know, he's obviously hurting a little bit right now, Freddie. It's a great position for the Jags to be in, to sit back at the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, and you can really enjoy the downtime because you've earned it.
Yeah, they're going to enjoy it. They'll be able to peek in on those games. And I will say that the Colts will lose. Atlanta's coming off of a bye, so they're going to be healthy. Julio's going to be fresh, and that defense has been a little spotty over in Indy. And then their quarterback situation is kind of flawed. And the Texans, they'll lose that as well. The Jets is going to just be too tough for them.
T.J. Yates.
T.J. Yates played well against
Cincy. He did.
He played well against Cincy. But I think the Jets has a better defense than Cincy brought. So I'm looking forward to be a three-way tie. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Three-way tie.
Sunday.
Jags won't have the tiebreakers, but there's plenty.
A lot of football.
You take a tie for first place right now with a lot of games left, 6 games left in the season. And, Fred, tonight I thought they got a lot of pressure on Mariota because Bob Babich said, we're going to dial it up, man. And they sent a lot of blitzes. Now, San Diego's had offensive line problems all season long. Tons of injuries on the offensive line. At one point, they were missing 4 of their starters on the offensive line. They're missing a couple of their top receivers as well. Can you get away with blitzing Phillip Rivers, though, as much as they did it to Marcus Mariota tonight?
You know, I would try my luck with, you know, the whole shark in the water, the blood in the water mentality. If you have banged-up offensive linemen, you have a veteran defensive front, you know, just rush the 4. Rush the 4, play coverage behind it. You try to get the Rivers that way, because if you blitz him, leave him with some one-on-one opportunities, he can hurt you a little bit more than Mariota.
Jaguars win at 19-13. And the thing for the Chargers, they're coming all the way over here for an early game, 1 o'clock kickoff. That's never easy for a West Coast team to come all the way to the East Coast and do that too. So throw that in the equation, and the second of 4 out of 5 games here at home for the Jaguars, momentum, everything. Hey, it's setting up, right? Isn't this how we plan this thing?
It's as good as it could look based on where they were a couple weeks ago. How about that?
And it doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be 10-6, 11-5. You just have to win a division.
Right on.
And you're in it. You know what I mean?
Each game doesn't need to be pretty. Tonight wasn't a pretty game.
Right.
It was a pretty result, though.
Right. That's all that matters.
Yeah, God knows we know the last two games were not pretty, but they got – they're pretty because
W's
they're
pretty good, though.
Does it sound better to say two in a row or three out of four?
Yes.
I mean,
both. We'll think of both.
I'll take both
We'll think about that for the next 10 days. How about that?
Let's get serious now, Fred. What are your Thanksgiving holiday eating plans? What do you got?
Eat. E-A-T. Capital. All caps. Hashtag that.
What's your favorite side dish? Everybody likes turkey, but what's your favorite side dish? If
you can my, my favorite side dish? I think I overdo it on the potato salad.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know. I just, yeah. You, I mean.
All mashed potatoes.
My wife, she loves collard greens.
Uh-huh.
You know, she'll eat like a huge pot just by herself. And if you try to go in them, she'll slap
hers.
Your hand. So she want to make sure that she has a big Ziploc bag. She freezes it, and she'll eat that through Christmas. So, yeah, I'm serious, man. But, yeah, potato salad is and macaroni cheese. Can I have two, Mike?
You can have anything you like, brother. Right. You know what? We got a two-game winning streak. We're all feeling good.
Everybody's eating
pass
big.
It outside dishes.
Eat crumbs, except this week. It's Thanksgiving.
That's right.
You don't want
to
do that.
By the way, happy anniversary to you and your bride coming
thank
up,
you.
As you
thank
mentioned
you.
To us 13 a few minutes years. Ago. Very nice.
There you have it. I'll go with
13.
A oyster. Oh, 13
played
years.
13
what are you
years.
Going with, JP?
Oyster dressing. That's what I'm going
oyster
with,
oyster dressing,
by the way.
All right.
So the Jags will host the San Diego Chargers a week from Sunday. Keep an eye on the Colts and the Texans this Sunday. If they both lose, the Jags are in a tie for first. And, Fred, we will talk to you next week here before what should be another big game, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Duval.
There he goes. Hey, have a great holiday, Freddie.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thanks, JP.
For Fred Taylor, Mike
appreciate
Dempsey, everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick, Jaguars Senior VP of Communications. This is Dan Edwards. Manager of radio, Joe Fortunato, Tony Smith, and Linda Fortunato are the producers. Jaguars win at 19-13. If you're listening in Jacksonville on our flagship station, 1010XL, the scoreboard show presented by FanDuel is next with your calls. 1-800-355-NFL1. Jags win at 19-13. That's it for Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.